Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. A 34-year-old man is facing a string of charges, including reckless driving to escape pursuit by police. The driver allegedly failed to stop for officers in Coobalup on Sunday night, leading them through several suburbs before abandoning his vehicle. He then allegedly ran into a paddock where he was chased by a herd of cattle before being arrested. He's set to appear in court next month. The COVID quarantine facility in Perth's northeast could become home to hundreds of overseas and interstate workers. The West reports a 12-month pilot program is being considered that would allow workers and their families to live at the Bullsbrook site for up to 3 months after moving to WA. The facility is set to be operational from next month. The Shadow Health Minister is calling on the McGowan government to step up and address issues across the entire health system. The comments come after the government unveiled plans to overhaul St John Ambulance, adopting 46 of the 48 recommendations from a recent review. Libby Metam says there are a range of issues that need attention, including bed block and a lack of capacity.
St John WA needs to step up, but quite clearly the McGowan government needs to step up as well and stop using St John as a scapegoat for all of the issues facing our health system, which is in crisis.
And the family of Olivia Newton-John says it will accept the offer of a state funeral from the Victorian government. Landmarks across Perth, including Optus Stadium and Matagarup Bridge, were lit up in pink last night, honouring the 73-year-old who passed away yesterday. In sport, the Dockers will prepare for the Eagles' best, despite the club missing a key player for Saturday's derby. Tim Kelly has been ruled out after failing to overturn his one-match ban. Fremantle coach Justin Longmuir has told Seven News they are wary of West Coast.
Sometimes coming off a loss on a six-day break can actually be a helpful thing. So, yeah, we'll look at their best footy and prepare for that.